Thank you, Jenny. Now, we've got a right mixed bag of news to finish part one of this edition. You'll hear of the fire at a house in Koslany Street, which is now believed to be arson. Then there's a shake-up in the provision of mobile libraries in the county, improved park and ride facilities for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and also success claimed for the food waste collection service locally. But first, let's look forward past the winter season to the spring bulb planting proposed for the Mile Cross area.
Volunteers will brighten up an area of Norwich when they plant 14,000 bulbs next month. King's Community Church, which leases the Norman Centre on the Mile Cross estate from the City Council, is holding its Bloomin' Marvellous event this month to bring some spring colour to the area. It will take place on October the 20th and we'll see them plant around 14,000 bulbs around the Norman Centre, Peterson Park and Mile Cross Primary School. There will be refreshments and crafts, and as a thank you, those who help out can pot a bulb to take home. There will be an opportunity to record where people plant the bulbs so they can keep progress, an eye on their progress. In the week leading up to the big day, they will be visiting the primary school to do some planting.
A fire which ravaged a property in Norwich city centre is being treated as arson, police have confirmed. An investigation is underway after fire tore through a three-storey house in Koslany Street, in Norwich. Brave passers-by kicked in the front door in a desperate attempt to discover if there were people trapped inside. After the fire broke out at about 2 p.m, fire crews from Earlham, Carrow, Sproston and Heatherset attended to extinguish the blaze. A fire service investigation has begun into what started the fire, although no cause has yet been confirmed. However, police have confirmed that the incident is being treated as arson.
New proposals for a cost-cutting shake-up of Norfolk's mobile library service could see fewer stops axed, although two vehicles would be cut from its fleet. When it agreed its budget earlier this year, Norfolk County Council outlined how it wanted to reduce the budget for mobile libraries. The council has 8 mobile libraries, but from next year it planned to cut more than 40% from the budget to run them. That prompted concern and petitions by the Lib Dem opposition that the service would be drastically reduced. The specifics of what would be cut were subject to a review and a report, which will go before the council's Communities Committee, and it outlines how savings can be made without so many stops being cut as had been feared. A review of the routes, based on 7 criteria, considered by members in July, identified that 725 stops would be removed if it was progressed. But a new proposal would instead see mobile libraries visiting each stop every 4 weeks and removing 92 stops, which the council says are not currently used. Council officers say that will save £100,000 per year by reducing the fleet by 2 vehicles, while a further £100,000 will be saved through back office efficiencies.
An enhanced park and ride service has begun between COSSI and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Following feedback from staff, patients and visitors, additional buses have been added to the COSSI park and ride timetable to help meet demand at peak times and to reduce parking congestion at the hospital site. Following completion of the B1108 Watton Road roadworks, the improved park and ride service is up and running with buses every 15 minutes Monday to Friday, excluding bank holidays. The first service of the day leaves COSSI at 6:30 a.m. and arrives at the hospital at 6:40 a.m. The last bus leaves the hospital at 8:20 p.m. The park and ride service is free for staff and is a £1 return fare for other bus users. Park and ride buses stop at Stand B outside West Outpatients at the hospital.
A drive to get more people in Norwich to recycle food has exceeded all expectations, with more than 800 tonnes of extra waste collected. The Feed Your Caddy campaign, launched by Norwich City Council, has seen a 42% increase in the amount of leftover food collected and more than 10,000 requests for caddies to be put food waste in. The council launched food waste collections in 2011, but only about 2,000 tonnes of food waste was being collected each year. But the launch of the campaign, which saw more than 50,000 homes given a free roll of caddy liners, has seen a surge in people using the service. Kevin Maguire, Cabinet Member for Safe City Environment at City Hall, said the results have exceeded all expectations. "I'm absolutely delighted with the response from residents to our campaign to reduce the amount of food waste which is thrown away. Ideally, we'd all be producing less food waste in the first place. But for the unavoidable leftovers, using your kitchen caddy makes perfect sense."
Well, I'm afraid that's all from Sarah and myself. And now it's on to part two, where your readers are John Francis and Marianne Penn. It to you. And now it's on to part two, where your readers are John Francis and Marianne Penn.